it gives you an opportunity to see, you know, arguably the two best teams in the league. If you look at their record right now, what the Lakers is doing and what Boston is doing. So obviously for us, it's an unbelievable challenge. So it gives us an opportunity to judge your team against the best. So we'll see how we fare against that. But they're playing great. I mean, obviously the Lakers are playing great basketball, and you know, they always find a way to win. I just watched the Sacramento game, and they just hung in and find a way in the second overtime to win. And you know, I think Kobe has made probably more big shots than anybody in the history of the game. Yeah, and that is including Michael Jordan, okay? But I think he's made so many big shots that it's been incredible. And then with Boston, you know, they're just playing great. They're playing without Paul Pierce, and they're still finding a way. Tough loss last night against the Clippers. You know, Baron Davis makes a big shot, but that just makes them a little angrier coming in here. So we appreciate that.
What do you think about the schedule? You guys had all those road games early. Now you finally get to come home, and you got to play the last year NBA champs back.
Well, you know, you can look at it two ways. We choose to look at it as a plus because, you know, after this week, we won't have to face Orlando or Boston or Cleveland, and we'll only have to play the Lakers one more time. So, you know, you're probably talking about the top four teams in the league, really, if you – look at the schedule. Still have a lot of tough games. Obviously, we got to play Dallas three more times and San Antonio and those teams. But, you know, to get away from, I guess, playing the last NBA champs, the team that won it before them, and then the team that everybody thinks has an opportunity to win it, to get those guys off the schedule and not have to face them anymore, I think it's a positive for us. Nothing, not anything, you know, that we're playing a great team, and, you know, if we play well, let's see if we have an opportunity to win. But, you know, I don't think it's going to, if we lose both of these games, I don't think it's going to determine our season. Or if we win them, I don't think it's going to determine our season. You know, there's still a lot of games left to play, and we just happen to be playing, you know, arguably the two best teams in the league.
First two times you played the Lakers, not ideal conditions out there. Had a day off in between this time. I feel like maybe a little bit more prepared, a little more rested this time.
Well, we hope so. We'll see if it makes a 20-point difference. Because, you know, we lost by 19 and 20, so we'll see if that's the case. But you know, they're a great team. I mean, they've got length. They've got, you know, the best player in the game. You know, arguably, I'm sure the people in Cleveland would debate that. But you know, they've got everything. They've got, you know, good defense. They've got long guys. So it'll be a challenge for us. But we should look forward to it. You know, we're playing at home. We do get an opportunity to play them under different conditions. So we'll see how that works out.
How do you try and combat their size and length?
Got to get out and run. Got to try to keep them on the move. You know, they're very good defensively. They do a lot. They zone up every play that you try to make. So you know, they're not only long, but they're also a very smart team, and they do a lot of things that really disrupt your offense. But you got to try to keep them on the move, and you got to try to take open shots. And obviously, you can't turn the ball over against them.
Going on our test playing tonight?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I would prefer for it to be Kobe and Gasol and Lamar Odom and Bynum and those guys. So. No, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if he traveled or not, but I think they would be all right without Otis. You know, they would probably stick Lamar Odom in there. It just gives them another almost 7-foot guy that we would have to deal with.
You guys have kind of struggled to score in some of the fourth quarters of games, and I looked at Amari, normally an explosive athlete, struggled to get up and get a slam dunk. Is it, you think, because he's logging a lot of minutes on those legs?
Yeah, but you know, we don't have a guy in the top 20 in minutes played in the league, so I don't think that would be the case. And you know, you talk about a guy who's 27 years old, so you know, you're talking about an old guy. No, I mean, we just didn't. I mean, it was a shot that he just didn't finish. I mean, for every one of those he's missed, he's got about 10 of them that make SportsCenter every night. So I don't think that really has anything to do with it. We miss shots, and we have not made shots in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we were pretty good at it the first 15 games. But more so than that, we played really good defense. The first 15 games, team shot 40% against us in the fourth quarter. And that's what we have to get back to. We have to get back to the running on stops and not on makes, and also not putting so much pressure on our offense that, you know, they're scoring, so we have to come down and score. We have to come up with stops so that if we don't score, it's not going to be the difference in the game.
Steve lamented trying too hard to get Amara going when maybe his stuff was still there, that it got him 19 in the third. Did you agree with that?
Well, I think that, you know, in switch situations, we've got to try to throw the ball in, into the post. But I also think that when you're going like Steve's going, you know, sometimes you got to pass that up and just be a little selfish in that situation and, you know, take some of those shots. So yeah, I would say that that's probably a statement that we probably tried a little bit too hard to get him going. But, you know, he's been so good for us, you know, the last month or so that we have to take a look there. But I do think that, you know, Steve have to maybe be a little more selfish in that situation.
Would tonight be a breakthrough kind of game to get the momentum back?
No. I'm telling you guys, at the end of the day, it counts as one game. You know, if we win, it counts as one. If we lose, it counts as one. It's great playing against those guys. I mean, I think if you asked the Clippers last night, I don't think it was a breakthrough game for them. It was a good win, you know, against the Celtics. But I wouldn't think that if you talked to Mike Dunleavy today that he would say that, boy, that's a breakthrough game for us. You know, because it just counts as one. And you get to play against a team that's really talented, very deep. And you try, you go out and you do the best you can, and you see how you measure up from there.
Did you have a lot of screen roll defensive stuff to clean up? Is that most of it defensively?
Well, I don't know if it's so much that. We're not so bad at that. Is that we got to get back to being a little more aggressive in our rotation and our weak side help. You know, we seem to be about a half a step late in that, and we've got to get back. We were pretty good at that when we came out of training camp. So we got to get back to being able to you know, protect the basket a little bit because our rotations are there.
It seemed like there was a few times where guys were stepping away from the basket to be helpers and leave an easier shot. Like even going back to the Clipper game when Kamen got that dunk by himself.
Yeah, well, I mean, we also got to be smart in our rotations. You know, and that's we've lost a little bit of that too. But we have to be in a situation where, you know, we've got to make them make the extra pass, basically, is what I'm saying. We've got to be in a rotating position where we're making them make an extra pass and it's not a scoring pass.
Schedule, an explanation for some of the aggressiveness.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Could be a factor. I'm not real sure. I just know that we have to, we have to get back to that, that mentality of having a little grit and determination, you know. Because that's what our margin of error is so small that we have to play that way.
Grant Smith's been down a little bit, but they'll be back. I think he's back to around 25 per game, or is 30 to 35. Is that where you want to see him?
Well, I think having LB back helps us tremendously, because I think it puts those guys in a situation where they don't have to play the 35 or 38, sometimes 40 minutes a game. So for Grant, I think it'll help him. I think he'll still have the same numbers. You know, I really do. But I think he'll also have a little extra zip in the leg. So.
Are you mindful on a back-to-back? More mindful of his minutes when it's a back-to-back?
I try to be. You know, I try to be. But, you know, sometimes it's just such a good matchup defensively that we have to play him a few more minutes just because of the defense than we would normally like to. Like I said, I don't want to try to burn these guys out, but I also don't want to, because a guy plays three extra minutes, risk losing a game.
He's shooting about 10 points higher in games that he's logged 20 to 30 minutes versus games where he's over 30 minutes. I think this is one of those statistical anomalies. Is there something to that?
No, I mean, I don't know. There's probably a little bit to that. You know, when you get to be his age, you know, playing those 10 extra minutes, you know, can take a little bit out of your legs and stuff. But like I said, it's not so much what he's doing offensively. Usually if he's playing extra minutes, it's because of the matchup defensively that whoever he's guarding, he's done such a good job on.
Thanks, Grant.